for this. I know they were happy.
Thank you so much, Pearl. I'll take it from here. Hi, how are we doing this afternoon, Colby? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, sir. Busy.
Busy. That's what I like to hear. But at least we're above dirt. We woke up today.
Man, you're the third person I heard that from this week.
Hey, it must mean something.
I've never heard that before until this week.
Really? Yeah,
it's
man.
Fun.
As long as you're waking up, it's another day in paradise.
That's what I always say, as long as we're waking up. But three people this week literally said we're on the right side of the dirt.
That's amazing. Well, my name is Aubrey, okay? I am one of the directors here at Local Splash. So I handle everything from, getting you started here, building your package, meeting with your account management, and getting that first page listing here. Now, Pearl wanted me to come on the line, of course, to go over the program, but I'm looking over some of the notes she has for me, and I just want to go over some clarifying things here with you, just so I know what to best benefit you with here. Now, it's saying here that you're having some issues with your Google business profile. Can you give me a little information on that?
Yeah. Well, my card said it didn't go through, and I've been sitting here literally, I guess y'all see that I was sitting here trying to reactivate it. I finally sat down and realized it was declined, but there's nothing wrong with my card.
Okay. When you say your card, like you're making like payments on your Google profile? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I mean, are you doing this directly with Google, or do you have like a company that's doing this for you?
No, it's my Google Ads page for Pure Clean of Conroe.
Oh, your Google Ads. Okay. The reason I was a little confused is because I'm looking at your Google business profile here, and it's active, right? It's live, of course needs some optimization here and there, but it's there.
And I see that part, but for some reason the Google Ads keeps getting, but I guess I don't need that if I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah, right? I mean, in terms of Google Ads, you're obviously pretty versed in it as you attempted to use it, but were you looking to like target outside of your usual service area? Is that why you're going with Google Ads?
No, it's just something we had tried a while back. Man, to be honest with you, I feel like I get 500 calls a day with wanting to do shit from everybody. So to be honest, I haven't really been involved in it, and I've been learning some things internally. So from a business standpoint, I decided I was going to get involved in everything we do now and clean it up a little bit. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's no problem with that, right? I personally, all of my clients are at least somewhat informed on what it is that's going on here, right? In terms of your Google Ads listing, I can't really tell you why they're not taking your card. That's a little
Well,
odd.
No, it just keeps getting declined, and I'm just trying to figure out why the hell it won't go through. But we don't have to talk about that part. We can talk about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're associated with that.
Well, we do offer, services for Google Ads. That's not necessarily why we were calling today. But it might be something we can help you out with, right? Later down the road, or even, get as soon as getting started here. But what we were calling for, today was to take your Google business profile that you have here, right? Not your Google Ads, but your Google business profile. And we're looking to get that placed on page, right? So
Okay.
So that's what we're looking to do here. Okay. The way we do this is not just by, taking on your keywords and throwing you up there, but we do a complete Google local optimization setup for you from top to bottom. We want to make sure there's no duplicates out there, right? So we do a complete Google sweep for you, name, address, phone number, and website. And we tether all of your reviews that you have, even ones that you haven't gotten over to your GBP yet, we tether those into your Google profile as well. Now, we do get that included in the top 5 directories also, so not just Google. We do create the Bing Local for you as well as the initial content. That way people who don't use Google can still book your business through Bing. And we create the Apple Maps section for you as well. Now, I do see you have a Facebook page here, if this is the correct one.
Hero Queen of Conroe.
Yes, sir. So with your business page here, have you run any Facebook advertising before?
Man, I haven't done shit other than word of mouth and Google. And I need to do some other. This is what I'm trying to hone in on. Just you employ people to do things, and you come to find out they don't know shit about it. So
right.
That's where I'm starting fresh.
Okay, gotcha. So we are going to be running a Facebook ad campaign for you, right? We're not going to be changing anything that's going on with your Facebook page, right? We're not going to be making posts, putting pictures, doing stories, or anything like that, okay? Your team simply runs your smart targeted advertising campaign. I'm sure you're in tune with smart targeting, voice activation, things like that when it comes to advertising. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
So this is what we do with your Facebook advertising campaign as well. Your team smart targets, location targets, and AI Siri voice optimizes. If they make a story about it, if they talk about it, if they make their own timeline post about any kind of services that you provide, your business is popping up on their Facebook feed. They click it, they're on your website, right? Now, we do want you to be able to track all of your analytics as well, right? So we do provide you with a dashboard. With this dashboard, you're able to not only see how many clicks you're receiving, but you're also able to see the location these were performed, right? Track and record new phone calls that are coming in from new clients. And if you wanted to run promotions like 50% off everything, for an extreme example, your account management team can put that in for your dashboard, and that'll project through all of your advertising campaigns. But this way, you're able to actually view each and every piece of your analytics, right down to saving phone calls, setting callbacks, the whole scope. In terms of the month-to-month, we don't have any contracts here. We do earn your business, so we don't have any contracts. It would just be a flat rate of $299 month-to-month. Now, the program does have a one-time setup fee. That's just $99. So your only upfront cost is $398, and it's just $299 month-to-month. But with that, we are able to help you get to that first page, and then we're going to maintain your listing there for as long as you're with us.
Okay. And then just say if it's it don't pan out or it's not something that's working, then it just... You stop it. Is that how that works?
You would have to let us know. Of course. Otherwise, we
wouldn't
know.
Well, no. I mean, you know what I'm getting at. I get so many. It's like, what the hell are these people doing? Like, they send me a bill every month, but nobody, they haven't done anything, you know? And as a franchise, I deal with it all the time. It's like, I'm required to have bright pink and all these things, and they send me these bills, and I'm like, dude, y'all haven't done shit.
That right, yeah. So, I mean, if you're talking about like cancellation fees or termination fees or anything like that, yeah, we don't deal with those.
All right, cool. So what do we need to do?
The first thing I do want to do is make sure we get your projections right. I am going off of your Google business profile, but I do want to, you know, be sure. Do you put LLC at the end of your, like, business cards? Wrappings, things like that?
No, I just put Pure Clean of Pure Clean, the paramedics of property damage.
Okay.
I am an LLC on my DBA, but I don't list that.
Okay. I mean, would you like us to add LLC at the end of that? Get a little more of that trustability, credibility? It's up to you.
You know, I'm assuming I can, right? I know I'm individually owned and operated. I just don't know how it works at a corporate level. Do y'all do any of the other Pure Cleans by any chance?
So there are multiple locations? Like you personally have multiple locations?
No, it's a franchise, so it's a Fortune 500 franchise, so we're all over the United States, like a Surf Pro.
Oh, kind of like Roto-Rooter when it comes to like the plumbing, or like everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, so we're everywhere.
Gotcha.
Like all my branding is generic, you know what I'm saying?
So
we all have the same branding, we all have the same color, we all have the same logos. It's just in our area, our POL or Halo, this is my area, right?
Okay. I mean, we have like if you're talking about like Puro Clean First Response, we have a couple of them. They're not in your area, they're not in your particular zone, but we do have a few Puro Cleans. They're just not in your area.
So mine would be the same setup as theirs, is what I'm getting at. Whatever they have, we're all the same.
Correct. Yes. Opening this one here, they're also at the same. Yeah, they're at the same $299 monthly as well. So far, I'm not seeing any.
No, regarding the LLC and stuff, whatever they have listed as their branding, we're all the same. I don't know how much I can. Yes, sir.
I see. Okay. So, I mean, just from what I'm seeing, none of them are putting LLC at the end of their business name. So I assume that's what you want to go as well.
Yes, just the Puro Clean.
Okay, just to keep it all uniform? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha, no problem. All right, so let's go ahead and make sure. And the number that we're projecting for your clients, that's still going to be the 936-283-6262?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment here, getting it all in for you. Now, in terms of the address, 13801 South Liberty Street, that is a storefront, correct?
Yes, sir. It's a commercial real estate.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. That's commercial. All right. So the next thing I do want to do is create your security question. So with, of course, increased visibility, naturally you're going to receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we also create the security question for those means. You know it's coming from us. And if you lose your dashboard password, you're able to just put in your security question and reset it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we have three to choose from here. We can use your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or mother's maiden name?
First pet.
First pet. All right. And what was that name?
Boudreaux.
B-O-U. Okay.
Boudreaux. It is B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U. X. Creole.
Okay. Let me see if I can remember that spelling. Okay. B-U.
B-O-U.
B-O-U. Okay. B-O-U. R-E-A-U-X.
D-R-E-A-U-X.
Got you. Okay. All right. Bordeaux. All right, perfect. So these will always be lowercase, okay? If you lose your password, if you have to verify, it's Bordeaux, all lowercase, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. The next thing I do want to make sure is that we get name proper here. Give me one second. All right. And then we have first name Colby, C-O-L-B-I-E.
C-O-L-B-Y, like the cheese.
Gotcha. Okay. Colby, C-O-L-B-Y. And last name?
Kreft, almost like the cheese, but with an E. K-R-E, F as in Frank, T as in Tom.
All right, perfect. And then what is a good email for you? This is where you're welcome to Local Splash, and initial invoice will be sent.
It is C. Kreft, first initial, last name, at puroclean.com.
At puroclean.com. So C. Kreft at puroclean.com.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And the, let's see, that's Texas, so you're on the central time zone.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right.
So then there's no reason to even mess with Google Ads.
Well, it depends. Kind of what your outreach is when it comes to, you know, the kind of people you're trying to locate for your services. So Google Ads is generally used to reach outside of your service area. That's when people are seeing, you know, YouTube ads, and they're seeing the banner on Facebook, and they're seeing, like, the business banner when they go on Google itself. That's what Google Ads is.
Yeah.
So that's when you're trying to find people that are, you know, you're willing to drive 100 miles to go out there because somebody saw your advertising, you know.
Dude, we were getting calls from, like, freaking Alabama. And I'm like,
yes, sir.
What the? Okay.
Yeah, so the power of it was working for you, just not exactly where it needed to.
No, if I had crews in every state other than Texas, I'd be a trillionaire.
Yeah, he'd be all over it, man. You're
dude,
out there reaching.
Like, I'm reaching fucking 1,000 miles away.
So what I would do for that, let's I don't want to throw any confusion out there.
Let's go over what you can do.
Yeah, I'll go over what you can do, because I do want to at least give you some information on how you can help your Google Ads if you decide to continue with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. In terms of the billing information, everything is the same there, 13801.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Just gotta put it in all manually. Give me one moment. 13801 South Liberty Street. 77316. Montgomery. Oh, with an O. Montgomery. Just. All right. And then is it MasterCard? Visa?
It'll be Visa.
Visa, okay. And I am ready when you are.
Where'd I put my wallet?
Oh, excuse me.
You know what? They got my business card. I just put it on my personal?
Absolutely. If you wanted to change it to your card when you get it, you can definitely change that.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
So the billing address is going to be different, though.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me pull that up.
Sorry about that.
All good.
So
all
I got
right.
And then damn card got right, Andy.
What is the address for this one?
It is going to be 138. Oh, shit, I was about to give you the same address. It is 687 North Mount Moriah, as in Mariah Carey. M-A-R-I-A-H.
All right.
Montgomery, Texas.
Not
77356.
77356. All right, perfect.
I always get nervous
and
doing this stuff over the phone.
Oh, trust me, I get it. I do the same thing, trust me.
Dude, I have people all the time, before they even start, they're like, we just need the credit card number. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
I like to make sure you guys have, you know, at least know where your money's going first, right? Not just a quick shot, throw a pitch, and collect information.
Right.
All right. And for Mariah, is it lane, street, drive?
Oh. 687 North Mount Moriah. It's just North Mount Moriah.
Interesting. Okay. All right, perfect. I've actually never run into a street that didn't have like a prefix at the end of it or a suffix.
Well, I live on a farm in the country, so it's a little different.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that definitely changes things up. All right, perfect. And I am ready when you are.
It is 4266 8417 9168 1172.
All right, so just to make sure I got that correct, that's 4266 8417 9168 1172.
Correct.
All right, and the expiration?
11/28
November 2028. All right, and then the CV?
414.
All right, perfect. And then, hold on a second. Address not support symbols. Oh, that was me. I put a period after the north. Give me one moment.
I was about to say, dude, I just got done going through this shit.
That was on me. I put a period after the north part. We're good now. All right. The last thing I want to do before I process this for you, I do want to go through our voice verification. It's just an added layer of protection for you, and it outlines our service agreement here. If there's a point where I'm going a little too fast, please stop me. I want to make sure all the information is clear, okay?
You're good.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Puro Clean of Conroe.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Colby Crest, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will always be our 877
sure.
number. I'll provide that in a moment. All right, excellent. So
yeah.
Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Just let me know when you're ready for that. I'll go ahead and give you that.
Sorry, I'm trying to unload a truck and talk to you at the same time. Okay.
Gotcha. Take your time.
Okay.
All right, so that's 877-635-6225. This is also our headquarters number as well. All right, perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about, and any other items recommended for GVP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame just results in delays or suspension until we get the documents, okay? Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes, and you'll send me an email listing what all I'm supposed to send?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that is the 8th of September and the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 8th of every month and the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, still our 877 number, to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Go ahead and stand by for me here really quick. I'll go ahead and process this for you. And you're going to receive an email from me. That'll be your initial invoice, as well as your welcome to Local Splash email. Let me know when you receive those. And then we'll go ahead and take the next steps for you. Give me one moment. Still processing for you. I know it may be a little slow.
No, you're fine. I had to walk back into my office real quick. All
right. All right, perfect. So you should be receiving that email right about now. Let me make sure that's sent out for you. And then while we're waiting on the email there, let's go ahead and set your client interview. So this is where you'll meet your team. You don't have to do it like right this second or anything, but this is where you'll meet your account manager team, as well as your Google team and your Meta team. They're going to go over your content editing and quality control. They're going to make sure that your licensing, insurance, things like that are in place. And then they'll take you through the steps for the next process, okay? But your account manager is going to be your main point of contact, okay? All right, let's see here. Do you have some availability a little later this afternoon? Let's see around.
This afternoon, I'm actually a little booked. I do tomorrow,
Tomorrow?
Or whenever y'all do.
What's a good time for you tomorrow? I have all day tomorrow for you. I've got the whole day open.
Mid-morning?
Okay. So about 11 o'clock?
It can be earlier if you'd like.
Okay. So let's see. How's 10 o'clock?
Perfect.
All right. Let me go ahead and get that set here for you. Give me one moment. So you're going to receive an email from me here, too. This will just be your invite to your client interview. Give me one second. It's 936-283-6262. And that is Mr. Colby. Correct.
Man, our internet's been horrible today.
A little bit of a dead spot.
I don't know what's going on with it, but it is slow.
All right, perfect. So I sent over the client interview as well. So for your email, you are going to see your one called initial invoice. Oh, hold on one second. Oh, you know, perhaps I got the email incorrect. You said ckreft@puroclean.com, correct?
Yes, sir. K-R-E-F as in Frank, T as in Tom.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's go ahead and send that. Okay. So let's go ahead and get the invoice sent out. Stand by for me here really quick. All right. Initial invoice. There we are. Perfect. So I'm sending that one over now just to see if it got over for you. Let me know if that got over to you.
Not yet. It may take a minute. It's just been crazy. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's saying it's in processing. So it is sending it. It just hasn't gotten through to you yet.
I don't know why the hell it's doing this. They got to be working on something. They had the power go down a couple days ago. They hit a main transformer. They're doing a bunch of construction. And ever since then, it's just been brutal.
Okay. So it might just be a little network issue. Okay.
That they probably hit a fiber line or something.
Let's see. Because I do want to make sure these get out to you. It's going to... I don't want it to keep sending out an email for you, because then you'll see like 50 emails all from the same thing. So I want to make sure the process goes through without constantly trying to send it out for you. Okay, quick refresh for it here. Okay. So it did say it sent it through successfully. Perfect. That was at 10410. Or 404 on the east side.
304
so
Central.
So it will reach your email. We just now have to get the refresh for that to pop up. And while that's going there, let me get your welcome to Splash email sent for you. So that'll be ready for you as well. Here we are. So your welcome to local Splash email will have your username, which will just be your phone number. And then it'll give you a temporary password. I highly recommend changing the password, only because a lot of folks forget that it's temporary and end up trying to put in their usual passwords, and it gets jumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. So that one, let me refresh to make sure that one's sent through successfully. All right, that one's processing. So give that one a moment. But the other one did go through for you.
Perfect. Okay, so I got one finally. Alright, I got one.
Excellent. Okay, so, is it the Welcome to Local Splash or the initial invoice?
Welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be your username and password. And now we're just waiting on the invoice to come in for you and the action needed. That's just like the pictures and things like that.
Dial-up is faster than this.
It has been a while since I've heard of dial-up. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know. I'm saying dial-up is faster than man, this is terrible.
Yeah, the only downside is you have to deal with that dial tone.
I'm just going to dude, everybody's got videos playing and TVs playing, and it's just, I always tell them.
They're killing your bandwidth. Crazy.
That's exactly what's happening. We got printers going, and in the break room, I'm looking at the TV going, and ain't anybody here.
Oh, man, eating up that data.
They just don't understand.
Okay. So what we can do here, because I know a phone call takes up some bandwidth also, I do want to make sure I touch base with you to make sure they got through, just so, you know, you're ready there. So I did send out the action needed, so that's the pictures, right? Proof of insurance, license, things like that. You already have the welcome to local splash. That one popped up for you already. And then the local invoice, the local splash initial invoice. So the initial invoice sent before the welcome to local splash email. It's a little interesting that the welcome showed up first, but that might honestly, again, just be the bandwidth issue. So what we can do here is I can set maybe like an hour out, maybe. I mean, any time throughout the day is fine, just to touch base and see if you were able to receive those. I mean, is there a good time for you to follow up with you?
Anytime's fine. I just moved my computer right next to the router. So we're about to find out.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah, go ahead and hit the refresh, and let's go ahead and see.
This is insane. something's got to be going on, because I had another lady tell me she was asking if she had got my emails, and I sent her one, and then she finally got it like 30 minutes later.
Interesting. 30 minutes, that's a long time to transmit data.
Yeah, usually it's pretty fast. I wonder if I just transfer this bad boy onto my personal hotspot. It shows it's got full bars, too.
Interesting.
This is crazy.
I imagine your phone is on the same network.
I guess I could turn the Wi-Fi off, huh? Let's see. Oops. But I mean, we run shit all the time and we don't have problems. I never had problems until the power went out the other day.
Oh, man.
I bet I just need to reset all my... You know, I bet if I reset all my stuff, but if I do that, it's going to take a while.
Just really quick, for your order, your hours of operation, I see it says 24 hours here. You guys are around the clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. 24 hours.
Man, I don't.
It's still giving you a little network issue.
It's weird. I'm showing full service.
Interesting. Is it only the email? Your email that's not working? Like, are you able to pull up like Facebook and like other websites?
Yeah, I'm able to pull up everything.
Huh. Just the email's acting a little funny.
Yeah, it jumped straight on Facebook just now. I've jumped on Google Market. I've looked at everything, but email just seems to be having some issues.
Interesting. It's your own company email, isn't it? At PuroClean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
I may call my IT guy and ask him to see what's going on with this.
Definitely. So what I'll do here, I'll finish up your notes for your account management. I do want to touch base with you a little later today just to make sure, you know, you were able to receive everything. Is 6:30 okay? Just to kind of give a quick call, see if you guys were able to get the network running properly?
Yes. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Surely if I just unplug this thing and plug it back in, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you unplug the entirety of your routing system and put it and plug it back in like a hard reset, if you're able to log into your email, send me a quick text and I'll call you immediately and we can go ahead and get everything squared away. How does that sound?
That works. I don't want to keep you waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I know how network issues can be, believe me.
Well, and I'm looking at another computer.
I have another computer over here with another email on it. It's not my email, but it's working just fine.
Yeah, that is really weird. I would definitely get IT involved. Because now there's a specific thing that's happening there, so they'll definitely have to take a look at that.
Yeah, it may just be, yeah.
All right, so let me go ahead and schedule you in here, just so I can make sure I get reminded. All right, perfect. So I do have you set in here. I'm going to go ahead and finish up your account management notes here, and I'll follow up with you to see if everything went through for you, okay?
Cool.
All right, Kobe. I'll talk to you soon. If it does come back up and you're able to, like, log in again, just send me a quick text, and I'll go ahead and follow up with you, okay?
At this number?
Yes, sir. Actually, I'll go ahead and send over a quick text so it'll be easier for you. It'll just have my name.
That works for me.
All right. There you go. Sent that off for you. That should be popping in there in a second. It'll just say Aubrey in it.
Which number did you send it to?
The 6262.
That's my office line. It's a satellite. It's a hard
gotcha.
Line.
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and put a cell in here. Okay, what's the cell number?
713-819-7483. Yeah, I'm going to unplug this bastard. There ain't no way.
Okay, let's update that here. 713.
What is this All right. yellow?
All right, perfect. Now I sent that text over for you.
I got that one. At least I got something.
At least you got something.
I just turned my thing off and my phone went, burr, my side, because
oh
it's all
goodness.
Wi-Fi. And the phone's been ringing, so I know.
Have you tried opening the email
know.
From your phone?
I just got a new phone, actually, a couple days ago, and it's still synced to my old phone, which is broken.
I understand that 100%.
Dude, it's just
the whole reason I have
Monday
is because of that.
I feel like I have six phones. It's just crazy. I just kicked it back on, so hopefully we'll see. So I'm sure it'll come through. I'll get it figured out.
All right, perfect. Well, I did send you over that text, so just. Send me a quick text message once you're able to log in. And again, I'll follow up with you, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Kobe. We'll talk soon. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Aubrey. Yours is Aubrey?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought it was. Okay. That'll work.
All right, perfect.
We'll
talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.